Hi folks, this is Kelly Marie with That's What I'm Talking About, and I just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving Thursday. I am so grateful to be back. I took a couple days off, and I want to say thank you for being patient with me. I know this is a daily podcast, but your podcast host here, Kelly Marie, needed a little break. I just needed a couple days just to rejuvenate, and I'm back at it, and I just wanted to say hello and thank you so much for tuning into the show and listening. I appreciate it. Thank you. So today is Thanksgiving Thursday. Just got done with Women's Fellowship. We are on our fourth secret of confession, reconciliation, and that was, once again, experiential. You must be there in order to know what it's all about. And it was a mighty night. What's interesting that I want to bring up to you today, most importantly, is as I am preparing to go to the study starts at 6:30. They open the doors at 6, and you can get there at 6:30, and study starts promptly at 7 p.m. each Thursday for about 12, 13 weeks in the springtime, and then fall, roughly on average, about 8 to 10 weeks. Okay? So what's interesting today is I was speaking with my Squisherson, Mr. Squisherson. We're the Squishersons, just so you know. We're squishy. So I was speaking with my fiance, John, who is squishy. So Mr. Squisherson and I were on the phone because it was so dangerous while he was approaching our home at, I'd say, 5-ish. He was on the 210 over there in Pasadena, and we live in the IE over here. We call it Baja Upland, but it's really North Ontario, and we really love it. It's beautiful. It's right by the downtown section of Upland in the downtown section of Ontario as well. So it's nice. So he is on this freeway, and you could hear the pounding and the hail and the rain, and they call it now an atmospheric river. It is truly unbelievable to hear the beating and, I mean, the pounding of the rain. And I told him, I was pleading with him, please just get off the freeway, just shore up, wait a while. He goes, no, I want to get home. So he obviously just kept on going, but we kept on the phone, and he was, of course, on a speaker. I was on speaker, and I'm like, okay, well, I got to do a load of laundry, so just hold on for a moment. And of course, I'm putting the laundry in. It is not raining where we're at, but suddenly there was like a couple, you know, drips, and I was like, uh-oh, it looks like it's starting to rain. And all I can imagine, because I did see out my window, that the sky was almost as dark as Victor towards our far back. His roof is that black. I was like, whoa, is that the roof or is that a cloud? So I could tell that it was going to be coming down pretty soon. So all of a sudden it starts like raining pretty good. And I'm thinking, am I going to this Bible study or not? And then suddenly I heard thunder and lightning, and I'm like, okay, it's really coming this way. This must be a northwest. It's headed from the northwest, heading out east. So I'm like, okay, this is definitely one of those. Suddenly I get this loud, brrr, you know, like real strange. Sorry for, I hope I didn't hurt your ears. But this very odd, like sounding alert that obviously, it was a warning, and it said, warning, do not go out, do not leave your homes, severe weather, storm, whatever you do, do not leave your homes. And this should be lifted about 6:45 this evening. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be going to the Bible study, and I know it doesn't look like it's that bad. Now it stopped raining altogether, and you get another one of those like loud warning deals. It might have happened 3 times between me going, leaving my house. And so I was like, okay, I really thought, should I go should I stay? It's saying like per this weather deal. I'm like, you know what? Baloney. I'm going. I want to go. So I got in my car and I'm thinking, is this unsafe? Is it stupid of me? But I'm like, no, it's not stupid. I'm just going to go. So I am so happy I ended up going because it hasn't rained since. And it's now almost 9 o'clock here in Southern California. So they're over here in North Ontario area. It's not even raining. I don't even have to use my windshield wipers for this huge, scary, everybody, you need to stay in. And I'm not saying to not take heed when that happens. I'm just saying I didn't take heed this time around and I benefited from it. I'm very happy that I didn't stay home based on that all points bulletin. I was like, but anyway, that's how it works. And yeah, it was a great night. I definitely am giving thanks for so many things here on Thanksgiving Thursday. What are you thankful for? What are things that you're thankful for here on Thanksgiving Thursday? I am thankful that I did vote. I am not very happy with myself. That's why I paused for a couple days. I have to be real honest with you. Because once again, this whole premise, this whole podcast was developed on being truthful and speaking openly and from my heart. And truthfully speaking from my heart, I didn't feel comfortable sharing the vote. It's like the voting guide that I had put on there. I was so adamant that it was so important that you vote a certain way and da da da. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Obnoxious Kelly, knock it off. So I had a real correct all and I reversed it and I backed it all out and I just said, please vote. And I even removed that segment off of the voting part. So anyway, if you do listen to the episode before this one, it's very short and it even cuts off. And I'm just going to leave it like that because that was a horrible, horrible episode. And I'm going to apologize for it. I am apologizing for Monday's podcast. I did vote. I made it to the polling place almost just before it ended. And I'm very happy that I did vote. There was a few things on that voter guide ballot that I casted. I was a little confused about, and I will bring that up probably tomorrow because I'm a little tired right now. And I just wanted to tell you, I am very thankful for you and the opportunity to be able to podcast here in the United States of America. I'm very grateful for this. And I do find it a definite privilege to be able to speak from my heart openly here on That's What I'm Talking About. May God bless you. Have a beautiful rest of this Thanksgiving Thursday. We have a few more Thanksgiving Thursdays up until the real Thanksgiving Thursday. All right. Bye for now. Looking forward to Dance Party Friday tomorrow, because that's what I'm talking about.